So let's finish out with one more case that was submitted through the iPads by the audience. 35-year-old woman, 8.5 centimeter primary tumor, grade 1, ER positive, PR positive, HER2 negative, Ki-67 8%. Underwent mastectomy axillary dissection, 2 of 10 nodes positive. So I would stop at this point and say, if you saw a patient at that point, would you use a genomic assay? This patient actually had a recurrence score done, which was 15. So A, would you have done a genomic assay? And B, if you had this patient come to you with a recurrence score of 15, what would you recommend?
I probably would not have done a genomic assay in this patient, Neil, just because we still have relatively little data. Now, the MammaPrint MINDACT trial, 1 to 3 positive lymph node patients were enrolled in MINDACT, and most of them were 1 or 2 positive nodes. There weren't that many patients with 3 positive nodes, but this woman is very young, and with a low MammaPrint, the patients did very well. We couldn't exclude the possibility of about a 3% absolute improvement in disease-free survival with chemotherapy, even with a low MammaPrint results. So being that she has such a large cancer, heavy tumor burden, 2 positive nodes, so young, she does have a very low Ki-67 here, I probably would not have sent a genomic assay. I will predict that with optimal endocrine therapy, which I would define here as BSO plus AI, and excellent local regional control with comprehensive local regional radiation therapy, I'll predict that her outcome with chemotherapy would be no better with optimized endocrine therapy. I will share with you my concern about the Taylor X trial is that they did not require an LHRH agonist or BSO in the very young who were randomized to endocrine therapy alone. So I worry that if a certain proportion of patients in the Taylor X who did not get chemotherapy got suboptimal endocrine therapy, that we could see a false read for benefit from chemotherapy that could have been basically eradicated by optimal endocrine therapy.
But just to clarify, when you say you wouldn't have done a genomic assay, you mean you would have given her chemo no matter what?
I would have given her chemotherapy.
And you still would do that with a recurrence score of 15?
I would. And I'll tell you the data I fall back on, Neil. If you look at the Oxford overview in women with ER-positive breast cancer and look at every single subset of patients with regard to the benefit from doxorubicin in the adjuvant setting, grade 1 disease benefits, premenopausal, postmenopausal, 100% ER-positive, you know, by femtomol is the highest range. Every single subset benefits in the Oxford overview with doxorubicin. So that's the totality of our data. Now, the MINDACT are excellent data, prospective. And if this woman was postmenopausal, I would probably actually, with this kind of biology, probably have sent a MammaPrint on this patient. I say MammaPrint because we have the prospective data with regard to node positivity, and the ASCO guidelines have endorsed the MammaPrint. Having said that, I think the totality of the data from the Plan B and very large SEER data population suggest that patients with a low recurrence score and 1 to 3 positive nodes do superbly with endocrine therapy. So I actually have equipoise, truthfully, between the recurrence score and the MammaPrint in this population. But in this premenopausal woman with a T3N1 breast cancer with macro metastasis, I think I'll be proven wrong at the end of the day. I think she ultimately will not need chemotherapy if she accepts optimal endocrine therapy. But at this moment, I'm not personally ready to make that leap.
We should note abemaciclib was approved in combination with fulvestrin for women with hormone receptor positive HER2 negative advanced or metastatic breast cancer with disease progression following endocrine therapy and as monotherapy for patients with ER positive HER2 negative advanced or metastatic breast cancer with disease progression following endocrine therapy and prior chemotherapy in the metastatic setting. Subsequent to recording this discussion, Abemaciclib was approved in combination with an aromatase inhibitor as initial endocrine-based therapy for postmenopausal women with hormone receptor-positive, HER2-negative advanced or metastatic breast cancer. In addition, pertuzumab was approved in combination with trastuzumab and chemotherapy as adjuvant treatment for patients with HER2-positive early breast cancer at high risk for recurrence. In addition, olaparib was approved for patients with deleterious or suspected deleterious germline BRCA-mutated HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer in patients previously treated with chemotherapy either in the neoadjuvant, adjuvant, or metastatic settings. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio program spinoff of a CME Satellite Symposium held at the December 2017 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium.